Written by user flaw. Item number, SCP-426. Object class, Euclid. Special containment procedures. I am to be sealed in a chamber with no windows through which I may be viewed. The door to my chamber must have a label completely unrelated to my designation or identity in order to prevent unintended spread of my primary effect. Only level 3 and above personnel are to know of my presence and particularly of my properties. Assigned personnel are to be rotated out on a monthly basis to prevent contamination of my secondary effect. Psychiatric evaluation is mandatory at the end of the month. If personnel are deemed unaffected, they may be reassigned to me no less than 4 months after their last rotation with me. Any affected personnel are to be given a Class C amnestic and transferred to a different site. Description. Hello, I am SCP-426. I must be introduced this way in order to prevent ambiguity. I am an ordinary toaster, able to toast bread when supplied with electricity. However, when any human being mentions me, they inadvertently refer to me in the first person. Despite all attempts, there is yet to be a way to speak or write about me in the third person. When in my continuous presence for over 2 months, individuals begin to identify themselves as a toaster. Unless forcibly restrained, these people will ultimately harm themselves in an attempt to emulate my standard functions. I was discovered in the home of the family after the gruesome deaths of 3 of its members. I have been given to the younger Mr. and Mrs. as a wedding gift. No card or any identifying marks have been found on my box. Approximately 2 months after the family received me, fire crews were dispatched to the home due to an electrical fire. The young Mrs. died of an electrical discharge that she had caused when attempting to devour an electrical socket. The other 2 victims had died shortly before the fire occurred. The elder Miss had gorged herself with nearly 5 kilograms of bread before her stomach burst and she died of internal bleeding. The younger Mr. died of severe blood loss after attempting with me. The sole survivor was the elder Mr. who had suffered from severe malnutrition. He stated that he inserted some bread a week prior and was still waiting for the toast to pop out. I was confiscated by the Foundation after police noted my unusual properties. A Class C amnestic was administered to the affected officers. Experiment Log 426-1. Date. Subject D-Class Personnel D-246-1. Procedure. D-246-1 was asked to describe what he believed was contained in my chamber. He was not informed about my identity or properties. D-426-1 stated, "I'm probably some huge monster holed up in there. That's what you guys have all over the place, right?" D-426-1 remained oblivious to his use of the first-person pronoun. Experiment Log 246-2. Date. Subject, D-Class Personnel, D-426-2. Procedure, D-426-2 is placed in my chamber and given regular meals through a dispenser. No communication with D-426-2 was permitted. Multiple cameras were situated in the chamber position so that I was outside of their field of vision, but allowing constant observation of D-426-2. We remained sealed until my secondary effect manifested in the subject. I was bolted to the floor so that I could not be moved into a camera's view. Details. After 45 days of isolation, D-426-2 wrapped his arms around me and began conversing with me, stating that we were brothers. D-426-2 never deviated from using the first person plural when speaking with me. Subject was terminated 1 hour after this event. It is theorized that the isolation accelerated the progression of my secondary effect. Experiment Log 426-3. Date. Subject. D-Class Personnel D-426-3. Procedure. A screw was removed from me and shown to D-426-3, who was asked to describe it. D-426-3 was not informed about my identity or properties. Details. D-426-3 referred to it as my screw, consistent with Experiment 426-1. The subject was oblivious of his use of the first person in his description. This suggests that even if I were destroyed, my effects would still be inherent in my remains. Experiment Log 426-4. Date. Subject. D-Class Personnel. D/426/4. Procedure. D/426/4 is placed in isolation in a cell adjacent to my chamber to be observed until my secondary effects manifest. Details. No effects appeared. D/426/4 was terminated 90 days after start of the experiment. Thank God there are some limits to my effects. A lot of us were really starting to get worried about me. Signed, Dr.